Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the show. Your host, Nikki T here, and I got my dude on today. Brandon Serpa runs our traffic. He runs our funnels. You know him as Brandon Serpa. I know him as Ant-Man. Brandon, why do we call you Ant-Man?
Dude, you guys call me Ant-Man because I shrink down, I go inside the meta universe, and I go get you your leads.
Yeah, guys, so when you're on my team, I'm truly blessed to have some amazing people around me. And just so you're listening, guys, the life of a brand, it's not a solo game. You got to have amazing people around you that do the heavy lifting, that are talented at other things. And so Brandon is extremely talented at traffic and funnels, getting me leads, right? His handle on Instagram is Brandon Gets You Leads. But when you're on my team, you have to choose an Avengers character. Now, why Avengers? Because I believe that solo, we're alone. You can, yeah, do some cool stuff, but when all the heroes come together, that's how you take on Thanos and save the world, right? And so they call me Thor because I bring that thunder, that Nikki T hammer. My partner Jason is the Incredible Hulk because Hulky smash and Hulky hungry. Don't make him mad. He goes green. And so Brandon and I start working together and I'm like, okay, dude, I'm going to bring you on. I wanted him on retainer. I wanted him full-time part of the team, running traffic for all my clients. And I said, dude, what's your favorite Avengers character? And he's like, I'm Ant-Man. And it's so funny. Right away I go, because you're small and you go into the metaverse. So I picture my little Ant-Man crawling around there, all in the galaxies or whatever Ant-Man does. And he's like, oh, here's a good lead. And so Brandon Gets You Leads. But Brandon, hey, other than just introducing my friend, which is awesome, and having you on the show, today we're talking about Friday's funnels, right? So it's Friday, the time of this. We're calling it Funnel Fridays, where we're just going to talk about cool things in getting people clients and getting people leads. And so if you're a small business owner, you want leads, you want clients. The way to do that, guys, is through a freaking sales funnel. So Brandon, I brought Brandon on. Just give us an overview. Why would every business need a funnel, bro?
Yeah, typically a lot of business owners have multiple things they do, and it's awesome. But the idea of a funnel is just to get that perfect person to commit to one action, whether it's book a call or get more information or even purchase a sale. So big old satellite view of this, you need a funnel to help your audience make a decision, because if there's too many options, they're not going to make a decision. They're just going to bounce out of your website. So,
and that's the problem with traditional websites. So most people come to us and go, well, I have a website. The problem about a website is it's like walking into Costco. There are 10,000 items for sale under the store at Costco. You walk in, you can get meat, dairy, frozen foods. You could shop. I just saw they have sandals. You can get sweatshirts. Yeah. You can get clothes. You can go to the optometrist. You can get glasses. You can get protein. Got to stop by the churros. Got to get the hot dog for $1.50 and a soda pop. I can get a slice of pizza. I could buy tubs of peanut butter. I could buy lawn furniture. You see how confusing that gets?
Yeah,
that's most people's websites. So what happens is we're promoting ourselves online. We're promoting ourselves even through paid traffic or Google clicks. Then you drive this person and you put them in the middle of Costco and they have to go find what they want. What we teach, and we wrote this in Scale, Brandon, is Bob the Butcher. So let's imagine instead, let's take the Costco analogy. This is what a funnel is. Your website with an about us and a blog and who we are and frequently asked questions, you're assuming that person's going to go click and read everything, then somehow navigate their way to the contact us page and somehow beg you to do business with you.
Yeah.
Guys, that's like fishing, waiting for a fish to jump in the boat. Here's what a funnel is in the simplest terms. You walk into Costco and there's a giant sign that says, hey, are you here to get the holiday meat special for 4th of July? Are you here for a bargain on the steaks? If so, come this way. And there's giant arrows pointing you down this guided roped off section that says, hey, if you're here, you want to grill steaks for the Super Bowl or for the 4th of July or whatever. Then when you get to that section, they've guided you there. A gentleman walks up in his butcher's outfit and he goes, hi, I'm Bob the Butcher. Are you here for the steaks? And you're like, well, yeah, I saw the ad out front for the steaks. I'm here. And he's like, great. Let me share with you the different cuts of steaks, the different seasoning that we have, the way to grill them. That's to me what a sales funnel is he greets you at the front door and he guides you through a very scripted process to learn more about what you're there for. Does that make sense?
Yep, 100%.
So what advice would you have? Because I know a lot of people call you up like, Brandon, run my leads, get me leads, right? Run my traffic. We hear this all the time. Brandon, get me traffic. But they don't have any funnel to send them to. How would somebody get started doing their first funnel?
Ultimately, like to get started in your first funnel, you need, if you could get like a little tool like Kajabi, Go High Level, which is what I use. Nikki T is a Kajabi guy. There's ClickFunnels as well. There's a lot of tools out there that you can have a funnel. If you don't want to pay for that, just create a separate landing page on your website.
Right.
And that can be your, let's call it a ghetto funnel. Because yeah, it's tied to your website, but you know, you could at least have one action there. So let's do Bob the Butcher. Let's say he has his whole website and his whole catalog, his backstory is there. He could just have a category in his website and it says, hey, buy your, I don't know, 8-ounce steak here for Super Bowl. And that way you can just direct traffic to that one area instead of directing traffic to Costco. So the first thing I'd do is like pick a tool, pick a platform to build your funnel on. And then honestly, just start moving forward for there. But you can't get distracted in, you know, all the details. You just need to start. That's the first thing. You just start.
Yeah. And the thing that you have to understand about your business, guys, you solve a problem. Let's take Bob the Butcher. He helps me get my holiday meats for the Super Bowl or, you know, whatever, for the 4th of July. Most people don't even clearly articulate on their social media, in their email campaigns, how to even contact them. It's a true story for you, dude. Last week, I audited 20 businesses. So we do free social media audits. If you guys are listening and you want one, small little pause for you, go to callwithnikkit.com right now. I will literally audit your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I will go through your website. I will opt into your funnels. I will go through everything, then call you and share with you what I found, what I learned, and a three-step action plan moving forward. That's callwithnikkit.com if you guys want one. They're absolutely free. So Brandon, last week, I audited 20 businesses. Of the 20, go into their Facebook. These are the places that they're actively promoting themselves, actively trying to get clients. Nick, I want to make money on social media. I'm posting on Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. Out of the 20, how many do you think that I clearly could confidently contact to buy their product or service out of 20?
I'm going to do 1 out of 4, so 5.
That's a good guess. 2.
Oh.
2 out of 20.
That's bad.
2 out of 20. I could clearly, confidently see how to get a hold of them, where to go. And these are people I'm trying to find. Like I already had their handle, like they inputted their social media and I'm going through trying to find a way to get a hold of them. One of them had broken links. He's recording the reels, go to so-and-so. And I called him and I said, dude, guesses are you're not getting clients on Instagram, are you? He goes, no, how'd you know? I go, well, have you been to your website recently? He goes, no, not in months. I go, great. Well, nobody can reach you because it's a bad website. It's a broken link. A lot of people don't have a clear phone number, an email address. As simple as this is, if you're listening right now, guys, I want you to audit your own social media as a third-party consumer. Let's pretend somebody saw a billboard of yours, a commercial. They saw a paid ad of yours. They found you on Google. If you went to that website or you went to your social media, could they clearly, confidently find out who you are, what you do, and how to get a hold of you? And Brandon, as simple as this is, like you said, just drive them to the contact us page or your website. Forget the front end flashy stuff. Drive them right to solve the problem. Because if they just saw a reel or a TikTok or a post of yours talking about what you did, this is the thing, dude, that I find. Most businesses are great at like describing case studies, but then it just stops there. What we like, if you do a fire post or a fire reel, right? With no call to action at the end or pointing them in a direction, most people don't know what to do. So you're expecting that this person will then bend over backwards to find you. Make their lives easy. So as simple as this is, hey, if you like this video and want to learn more, DM me, contact us, or go to this site. Does it make sense?
It makes 100% sense, dude. And actually, I audited my own account and I got a lead from my website. And this is back from when I had my old email account. So luckily I caught it early, but if I didn't audit my account, I would have missed this lead. And actually he Venmo'd me $100 yesterday because I was just looking at his ad account and I fixed it up because he wasn't getting any leads. And the second we switched his ad account around, he started getting leads. But that's an opportunity I would have missed if I didn't audit my own account. So thank you for motivating me to do that. I just saw that you were auditing a lot of people. I'm like, I should probably audit myself. So now all my meeting links are going to the right area. But before, dude, like I think business owners think they set everything up right. And then, you know, quickly a month, 6 months, a whole year passes and they never change that link.
But also, I think, Brandon, I think in the process, I think their brand changes. I think their knowledge changes or their target market changes. I'll share with you, I had to go back through and I looked at my links and I was like, that's not what I do today. They were links from 6 months ago from funnels we were running then and projects we were running then. So I just recently, like in the past week, had to go back and revamp. So we're all human. We're all normal, right? I hope today's show is just a starting point for you to go, okay, how do people get a hold of me? As simple as this is, the link in the bio. Our advice, guys, contrary to most beliefs, we don't believe in a link tree. What we believe is one link and one track to get a hold of you to capture leads. Again, back to the Costco analogy, I was on a guy's link tree this morning. There was 12 different options. Gosh. A confused mind doesn't take action. Yeah, no. So if you drive everybody to one clear funnel, if you go to any of my handles right now, go to Instagram, it's clientswithnickyt.com. That's it. One track, because that's my opt-in. That's my lead magnet, lead capture. One track. I got rid of my link tree, which is crazy. You know what's even more fun? Like, this is a wild one that most people don't even pay attention to. You could have a phone number funnel. We just rolled this out this week for a contracting company. So a big storm hit Phoenix, Arizona, and they work in Phoenix, and they're in the restoration business. So if, like, they get a leak or the house floods or a tree falls or whatever, 24-hour emergency restoration. Well, this phone number was nowhere. It was hidden, buried deep, eight sections into the contact us side of their website. And I said, guys, let's do a phone number funnel. So what we did, Brandon, was we put the phone number all over all of their videos. We wrapped all of their videos with the emergency hotline. Then we created a page of their website that was the emergency hotline.
Nice.
Then we took that page, big, bold, emergency, 24 hours per day. We did an Instagram post that said, and it was all over the video, okay? Call us at. It was in the copy. It went onto their bio. Here's what we also did. We put that on their webpage, and then we emailed all of their clients and said, guys, here's a video of us talking about the hotline. Here's the phone number, big and bold. So it doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out thing. And this is what the contractor finally realized. Old school guy. Been doing it for 40 years, right? He was like, Nick, I finally get what you talk about when you say sales funnels. Because when I say sales funnels, most people think like a click funnel and you're going to opt in and then this and then da, 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 da. I was like, bro, no. What a sales funnel is funneling a lead the way you would now. And I asked him this. I go, so it's raining in Phoenix, right? He goes, yeah. I go, dude, if you walk through lunch and you see a past client, what would you say to them about the rainstorm? Without skipping a beat, he goes, oh my God, Johnson's, great to see you guys. Hey, just a heads up, the rains are coming. You can see the storm clouds. Hey, if something happens, here's my business card. This is our 24-hour hotline. Call me. My team will be there in 60 minutes or less. That's how he currently sells. He's a belly-to-belly, ground-and-pound, old-school guy. I said, so us just taking this and adding this to your Instagram, adding this to your emails, adding this to your website, all we're simply doing is we're facilitating those same people getting a hold of you on a mass scale. And to me, that's what you do. Like, paid ads are no different. It's just him saying, hey, to more of the masses, if the rains come and you get a flood, call me 24/7. And all a funnel is meant to do is have them raise their hand. And in your situation, you have them do lead forms from Facebook that says name, phone number, and email address. With that being said, will you touch on that? Because I absolutely love this. Why are you doubling down on the lead forms, built like the built-in lead forms on Facebook and TikTok?
Yeah, so I like lead forms. And there's a lot of controversy between, you know, sending people to a page and sending people to a lead form. Facebook's going to favor us if we don't take them away from Facebook. Facebook wants people to spend time on Facebook and Instagram because the more screen time there is, the more opportunities there are for, Facebook to make money. So the reason why I like lead form is a lot of times other people will just want the name, email, phone number, which is great. But the lead form, we can ask very specific questions. So we have a general contractor, Michael Ballard with Ballard Interiors, great guy. We have people just say, hey, are you interested in, and then the option is bathroom, kitchen, or other. Most people say bathroom.
Hey, let me pause you real fast. For those listening, because I don't want to, like, when you get all Ant-Man-y, people get confused. Guys, what we're talking about is this. I want you to imagine you record a quick 30-second, 60-second video, or you have an image of you talking about how you help people lose weight, how you, your thing, your offer, okay? 60 minutes, or 60 seconds, excuse me. And there's a little learn more button on Facebook. And then they go right to this form without your website, without a funnel, without a high level, without click funnels. It's literally a little landing page that Facebook has built in that auto fills their information. Yes.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. You can go on Facebook right now, and the first or second ad you click on will probably have a lead form ad. It's just kind of what a lot of people do. I like asking specific questions about the problem of the consumer.
In the lead form.
In the lead form, yeah. So the reason why we ask more questions is because when you go do a bid or a sales call, when our client does, they have all the information they need to align with that prospect and customer. So let me ask you this. Would you rather, are you going to go with the contractor that goes, hey, you're Nick, right? And you're like, yeah, I'm like, he's like, okay, I'm going to come out for a bid. And you're like, what the heck is this guy? Or if you go, hey, Nick, how's it going? This is Michael. I saw that you needed a new bathroom and you wanted, you know, two new showers. By the way, did you want a walk-in shower? Did you want like a, you know, like a standing shower? Like how big do you want a shower? And then you can get that conversation going right away. And that's the only reason why I ask more questions. Pro is higher quality leads. Con is less leads. But if you get high quality leads, you make more money.
So let me touch on that, right? I mean, the whole point is this, you know, from a sheer small business standpoint, I really don't want leads. What do I want? I want money. That's what you're saying. I want money to grow my business. What you're really saying is I want more time off. I want to be with my kids more. I want to go on a cruise. I want to go on a vacation. I want more time to work out. I want more time off. I want less stress. I want more money in the bank. I want a bigger retirement. I want to buy an investment property. I want more stocks. I want freedom. That's what you're saying. I want more time with my wife, my kids, all the above. The way to get there is to get clients, high quality clients. The way to get there is to get appointments, whether that's a phone, a Zoom call, or an in-home consultation, you know, inspection, you know, estimate. The way to get there is to get leads. So many people come out the gates, Nick, I want leads. No, you don't. You don't want growth on social media. You don't want likes. You don't want loves. You don't want views. What do you really want? You want one of the highest quality people that already wants to work with you to sign up for your product or service. You want to help them get a transformation and then have them give you a five-star review so you get money. That's what you actually want. That's why I love what you're touching on. So in the funnel process, the more questions that you add, whether that's on your funnel or on a lead form specifically in Facebook or TikTok, you're actually funneling people down, which is really what it is. You're weeding out the curious tire kickers that just want to opt in for your thing. And by asking one little question, hey, what inspired you to reach out to learn more about remodeling your home or getting fit? That one question right there tells you, is this somebody that's driven and motivated to get your product or service and make a change in their life, which makes your sales process that much easier. So it's high quality leads, high quality clients, and really trying to get yourself sales, bro.
Well, you did the same thing too in December when we did the book funnel and we got a lot of leads, but no one wanted to come to the mastermind.
Right.
Where then we did, okay, well, let's do this. Let's do the mastermind funnel. But we ask, I think you did like three high quality questions. We sold way more tickets and also saved my time of calling all these leads as opposed to just the book funnel. So,
but the science behind this is you guys listening right now, watching whatever, is you want to attract in your target market, your dream clients, the people you want to work with. So we call it the perfect funnel. Why would you not design that perfect? They're reaching out to you to solve a problem. No matter what that problem is, the contractor, for example, they have an ugly home, they want it remodeled, right? The restoration company, there's going to get a hole in the roof, they want that hole patched.
Yep.
They're calling to solve a problem. So if somebody's driven to solve that problem, they want to take that action, facilitate that process, right? That's what a sales funnel does. And I'm glad you're saying this because I think when you talk about it from the get, everybody rolls their eyes and they think there's all this technology involved. Dude, you could have people just contact you on your website. That's a funnel. But you're driving people to do a specific action, right? Call your phone number. In your situation, the lead, the built-in lead forms. I absolutely love that, dude.
Yeah. So the lead forms, and I A/B test. I never go in a new ad account saying I have the right answers to everything. You got to test. And the two things I like to test right away from the get-go is lead form and a landing page. If we're able to do a landing page. Most times than not, the lead form is the one that captures all the leads. And I think Facebook's just biased and it's literally sending all the traffic to the lead form. But if we're getting good results, like why change it? So
why would they not though, right? Like that's the thing is there's so much power, I think, for a small business owner who's watching and listening. You could record a 60-second video. Hey, are you somebody that struggles with this problem? I want to help you. I have this thing that solves your problem. Being able to take that video, have Facebook say, don't worry about the website building. Don't worry about paying anybody any money. Record the video on your iPhone. Give it to us. Do our lead forms. then who do you want to put this in front of? Oh, I want to put this in front of more females that want to get fit or whoever your target market is. Hey, don't worry. We'll go find them because we have smart AI and we'll just give you these leads back. Dude, tell me that is not an absolutely incredible thing that we get to leverage in the time that we live in as business owners, bro.
Yeah, we get to leverage it. And honestly, like, it's not going to get cheaper. It's not, because the more revenue the competition makes, the more they're going to realize, oh, we got to put money on Facebook and Instagram, because studies show more and more people are just going, they're just using their phone all the time, right? There's rarely anyone that's just not on their phone. Even when I'm driving, I will pass by a billboard and I know I'm on my phone, and my phone's getting more impressions than the billboards, which is kind of wild.
Not wild.
But yeah. So it looks like we're getting to the end. What action items does a business owner need to, because this is what I like about the podcast, is we're going to give action items that a business owner can do to their business. So what does a business owner need to do?
First step for me, in my opinion, I'll let you do step number two. I think it's a basic understanding and making a decision today that you need a way to capture leads. Like, to me, call it a lead form, call it a contact us page, call it your phone number. You need to turn followers, viewers, all the above, into an actual person that has raised their hands. Every business needs that. There's not a business on the planet that doesn't need leads to grow. Most people watching, listening today, they're not in this repeat recurring revenue model. But even before that, you still have to get the lead to get into recurring revenue, right?
Yeah.
So all businesses need to make a commitment today that, number one, like, your highest priority is generating prospects, leads that have the problem that your product or service solves. And I think having a basic understanding of, that's why I'm posting on Instagram. That's why I'm trying to grow. That's why I'm going to networking events. That's why I want to do paid ads. That's why I'm learning, growing, and studying, is to get a lead to raise their hand. I think when you conceptually understand that and make a decision today that, yes, I need some sort of a sales funnel. It doesn't have to be perfect, but yes, today, I need to decide that I need a sales funnel. That's where I would start everybody today with number one. What would you do for number two?
It's going to be number 2A and number 2B. Number 2A is, if you have lack of clarity, go to callwithnickyt.com so that you can get your audit. Because when I did my own audit, if I didn't do that, I would have missed out on the lead.
And well, check this out. Even going back before that, like, even cleaning up your Instagram of what you did, who you are, who you help, is 100%. Critical, dude.
So do that. I mean, I used to be entrepreneur on Instagram.
Yeah. What are you now?
I'm Brandon Gets You Leads now. That's it, right?
Crystal clear. That's what he does.
It's very clear what I do now. I used to be entrepreneur. Anyways, 2B would be to audit yourself, or have someone that doesn't know what you do go on your profile and write up a little one paragraph summary of what you do. And if they're wrong, you have a problem communicating what you do on social media and you're advertising to other people that literally don't know, you know, you. So those are the two things
add in your 2C. When they do that audit, can they confidently get a hold of you? If they were your dream audience, does your Facebook, does your Instagram, does your email thing, does all of that tell them specifically how to take some sort of an action to call you, email you, contact you to solve their problem? See, I think we expect people to bend over backwards to get a hold of us. Guys, you got to make it easy. I love the saying, how did the chicken cross the road? Well, somebody went to one side, picked up the chicken, had a sales funnel, and automated the process to get them to the other side, Brandon. That's what they did. You got to move people. You have to lead people. What that looks like is this, as simple as this is. Hey, if you like this video and want to learn more, go to clientswithnickyt.com. That's what this looks like. Doesn't have to be a link. It could be this. Hey, if you like this tip I just shared about how I sell homes, call or text me at 619 da 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 da. Could be even simpler than that. Hey, if you love this video and want my 7-step checklist, this is a call to action. This is a funnel. DM me checklist and I'll give you that. Like, what we have to do, Brandon, is tell people how to take that next step. Now, is somebody DMing you a lead? Absolutely. Do you have contact information? You do. You have their name. You have their handle. Them commenting on your post, you have them as a lead, right? Them calling your office, you have now their phone number. Them submitting their form, their name, phone number, and email address, that is a lead.
Yep. That is a lead, man.
And guys, every business owner has to have it. Whether you like it or not, you have to have a way to generate leads. So I love what you said. Audit your profile. Can somebody tell you what you do and can they get a hold of you? I think is absolutely what I want you guys to take away from the show. And if you clean up the foundations, like clean up your profiles, like do the basic stuff, do the free stuff. Then once we get that foundation in place, we can build upon that with Brandon running traffic for you and helping you get 150 leads like it did for me last month, which is pretty cool. You know, a little plug for you, bud.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Any final thoughts on funnels for the business owners listening, watching?
Final thoughts on funnels. They're not scary. They're not confusing. And if you try to YouTube it yourself, don't. You have people use us to leverage because we can build you out a funnel for free. And Nikki T will be on a whiteboard and he's like, draw squares and arrows for you.
Brandon, here's the difference of that. The kids teaching you behind the scenes how to build funnels have all the time in the world to teach you how to build funnels and make shiny videos because they're not actually in the trenches generating leads for themselves. Yeah. I think the thing that makes us different is you and I are working with 92 right now, Brandon, 92 business owners in our program, all business owners, real brick and mortar, real companies building businesses. I am building real businesses. I own multiple real businesses. The thing that makes us so different is I'm not just a business coach. I actively have ownership in a solar company, in a real estate business, in my own coaching business, my own conference business, right? So we're actively running real businesses. That's what I love about this. Like all the stats that you show in the case studies, you're just talking about clients we've just ran funnels for, right? We just looked at a client earlier today, a pest control company, real brick and mortar, 200 people clicking through their form to go to their website. We just had a real business owner this morning, Brandon, $164,000 contract landed.
Money.
Crazy, bro. What real businesses. And so it's so funny for me, dude. I had this kid slide in my DMs last night. It's all the kids in the DMs. Hey man, how long you been doing this? 20 years. Oh shit. Like, oh, I didn't realize that. How long have you been doing this? 6 months. I just read a book about it. I'm like, dude, brother, I built my first seven-figure business by the time I was 25 years old. I've had three brick and mortar locations, 50 employees. I've seen it all. So when we talk about leads, I'm talking about real strategies from years and years and years in the trenches. Speaking of which, if you have not got a copy of my book yet, guys, and you're still listening, it'll be my honor to read my 20 years of experience. Wrote a book called Scale 8 Phases to Build in an 8-Figure Business. Go to scale8book.com. Scale8book.com. You can get our literally 190-page book for free as my gift to you. I am on a mission to help small business owners get leads, get clients. And what's cool is I'm partnered with my guy, Ant-Man, who's going to help you do the same thing. Brother, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your love. Oh, hey, last but not least, how can people get a hold of you?
You guys can get a hold of me by using my Instagram handle, Brandon Gets You Leads, or give me a call, text message, FaceTime, 541-554-7497, and mail carrier pigeon at, I'm kidding, I'm not going to give you my address.
Point being, though, funnel, right? Your funnel right now was follow me on Instagram, Brandon Gets You Leads. Your funnel right now was call or text me. Guys, that's the idea. Add value to people, help them solve a problem, let them get a hold of you. That's what a funnel does. And guys, I hope you learned something from this. Excited to hear what you learned. If you did learn something, share this with a friend. And I will see you guys on the next one. Later. This is my world. It cannot be right. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing and I made it. Good luck to those who want to see me fly.